USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting COVID vaccine mandates with a visit to Illinois. Biden ordering businesses with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccinations for employees, but the order has not taken effect yet. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate have agreed to a bill on temporarily raising the debt ceiling by nearly $480 billion. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson joins Fox News with his reaction to the raise.
Good thing about this deal is the fact that it's actually by a dollar amount. I think what we've all objected to and what we will object to is just a simple suspension of the debt ceiling, which would give Democrats a blank check for grotesque levels of deficit spending. So at least this has a dollar amount attached to it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
Inflation is continuing to hurt families across the country.
Inflation is burdening wallets in America. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, is reporting households earning about $70,000 a year, the current inflation rate has forced them to spend another $175 a month on food, fuel, and housing. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer is asking federal officials for permission to administer its coronavirus vaccine to kids ages 5 through 11. The company is saying they have submitted their request for emergency use authorization to the FDA. A meeting will be held later this month to discuss giving it approval. The vaccine that requires two doses is currently available to individuals 12 and older. It has been given full approval for those 16 and older. If approved, the shot could become available for kids within weeks. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Runners are continuing to prepare for the 2021 Boston Marathon happening next Monday. Co-medical director of the Boston Marathon, Dr. Pierre D. Hemmercourt, explains how they're protecting runners and staff from COVID-19, whether they're vaccinated or tested negative for COVID.
If they don't have that, and we suspect that about 95% will actually have proper cards by a survey sent out, then they get a COVID test. And if they have a negative COVID test or they have positive proof of vaccination, then they will be granted a bracelet that they will be allowed then. They have to wear that the whole weekend to get in any of the venues.
The last Boston Marathon was held in 2019, with 2020 being canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Another data breach happening, this one targeting gamers.
Video game streaming platform Twitch suffered a data breach, and hackers did share sensitive information on the online chat forum 4chan. Twitch did confirm the breach on Twitter. The files shared online include apparent payment information for hundreds of thousands of streamers. The person claiming responsibility for the hack said they carried out the attack to hurt Twitch's business. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with a good one, the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Los Angeles Rams. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.